Welcome to We Talk Raw Radio, where your voice is always heard on our Beats Radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
Welcome everybody to our Beats Originals. I'm your host, Jennifer Busco, and I am here today to have some fun with my guest, Miss Dana Childs. Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. So Dana and I thought it would be a great idea to get together and do a host a series of shows on your intuition and on healing. So we are part of the healing series here at ourbeats.com. And this series is going to help you use your intuition to improve all practical areas of your life. So we're going to have shows focused on things like abundance, career, personal growth, relationships, health, and even spiritual well-being. So we're super excited to host this series. And you'll also learn practical tips on trusting your inner guidance to create a happier and more aligned life. Welcome, Dana Childs. Let's talk about us and who we are before we really dive into the series.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Tell us what you do.
So I'm an intuitive energy healer. And what that means basically is I use my intuition. So the sixth sense, right? The different kind of looking at invisible energy and seeing what's really happening in a person. Why are they unhappy? Why are they unhealthy? What's not aligned? What kind of things they can do to shift and change in their life to help them create better relationships, more success, more abundance, all of the things that they are in desire of, and just help also to move the energy through their body, align them, so it allows a lot more flow, a lot more connectivity, a lot more connection. And one of the things that I really focus on is really digging into the emotions of what's underneath the surface that people may not want to feel or they may not be feeling, so we can flesh those out to create space for whatever needs to come in.
Beautiful. So we are both intuitive energy healers, and you are a dear friend and one of my teachers. And I would just like to add, I think what this work does and the sessions that we lead in the workshops and trainings are really just creating a better relationship to yourself, like a more loving and a more healing, you know, relationship to yourself, which can completely change what you're drawing in and how you're feeling. So I love all the intricacies that you just said.
Yeah, great ad. I do think the main thing we do, right, is help people become more self-aware. It's like understanding themselves, understanding how their intuition works, understanding how their lives are working, their body's working. So yeah, that self-awareness is complete key.
I always say self-awareness can move mountains. Like just knowing what's going on, your patterns, your beliefs, your behaviors, that can really just be the catalyst to move that mountain, get things rocking and rolling. Because once you know it, you can't unknow it.
Right.
Once you know you're like subscribing to a belief or you're acting a certain way because of this, because this happened to me, quote unquote.
Right. Or that voice in your head is actually your mom. The voice in your head is actually your, you know, your dad.
It's or like, when you get triggered and you're like in that inner child place, like that's the 5-year-old me right now stomping around my house, having a tantrum.
Oh, that's the 15-year-old me that's like, I hate everybody.
Yes.
Slam the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this healing series is really, it's going to focus on using your intuition. So how would you describe what is intuition, Dana?
I think, that's such a good question. I really, when I look at intuition, I look at it as this really subtle, quiet knowing. Like it's a deep inner knowing, although it can come from outer as well, but it's this really quiet, subtle whispering where sometimes you just, you feel something and you don't really know what you're feeling, or you know something and you don't understand how you know it. You know, sometimes it can be like a vision that flashes through your mind's eye, or a phrase that you hear in your head. You know, you just, it comes in really softly, and it's being so deeply connected to what's unseen, but what's moving underneath or behind the scenes, that you're able to go into this place of deep, sort of a grounded, like solid type stability, you know, energy, and your life just flows more effortlessly.
And I love what you're saying, because the word I'm hearing is trust. Like the more you use your intuition, the more you trust it, it just creates a more trusting relationship to yourself and then to whatever's out there. Like that's something bigger, your higher self, the universe.
Yeah.
So I love what you're saying.
So Jennifer, how did your intuition open? Like if we're talking about what intuition is, how did yours open? How did you realize you had it?
Golly gee, I feel like I want to say the word pain for some reason.
Can you just say golly gee again?
Golly gee. I feel like pain for some reason. Like, I feel like childhood pain made me sort of tap into, I never felt like it made sense. I never felt like I fit in. And I feel like I was always drawn to like the unknown, the unseen, angel, something bigger, religion, all of that stuff. But I'm not sure on when it actually opened, but I'd probably say yoga. The physical practice of yoga helped move stuff along, clear out the cobwebs.
Right.
You know, and for anyone out there that does yoga, I always use the example of when I first started doing yoga, it was like I was wearing foggy glasses. And then like 6 months later, my glasses were unfogged. It was like, oh, I'm in a relationship and I'm not happy. Oh, I'm doing this job. You know, you don't even realize when you're not self-aware what makes you happy, what doesn't. And so the physical practice of yoga, like it defogged my lenses, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I think that was like the gateway to getting to know myself better.
Yeah, that's what happened for me too. It was, I decided to take yoga teacher training. Well, I did. It kind of decided to take me, really. You know, it's like one of those things where you couldn't ignore it. You try to put it off and you're like, oh, the dates don't line up. And then the teacher calls and she's like, oh, we're postponing our dates. You know, so it lines up perfectly. Once I got into yoga teacher training, we were doing so much meditation that I was able to get still and quiet and like hear and listen. And then for me, I actually started seeing dead people and like feeling, you know, that kind of energy around and not understanding what it was. So, and this was, you know, back when I was corporate, you know, banking and I quit my job and sold my house and like packed a backpack and went abroad, right? So it just threw the towel in. And as I was traveling through Southeast Asia and India, everything started to open. But, and I don't know if this was the same for you, but once the intuition opened, once I was aware of like what was actually happening, like, oh, that stomach ache is not my stomach ache. That's somebody else's, or that feeling is not me. That's somebody else feeling sad. I don't feel sad. Once I realized that I could look back through my life and see how intuition was working for me, but I didn't know what it was. Did that happen for you at all?
I think for me, it's a lot of like the Eckhart Tolle, is that how you say his name? Eckhart Tolle, like the books of understanding that your inner dialogue is not really who you are and your thoughts aren't who you are really helped push all of that idea aside. I think for the first 25 years of my life, I thought my thoughts were real. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I thought my thoughts are really who I was. Right. And reading those books, it's such a mind, you know what? Because you're like, wait, like this, the way he writes, you're like, wait, I'm not my thoughts. Oh my gosh. So for me, that was like the gateway of just the aha moment I had to like, okay, your thoughts aren't who you are. So then what is real?
Right.
What is there?
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember coming back from traveling and I was with my family. My family's very Southern and very wide open. They'd say what they mean and they mean what they say and they do not mince words. And we were all sitting around playing games and I got this like bad headache and I was like, gosh, my head hurts. And my dad was like, yeah, my head hurts. And I was like, huh. And so in my head, I was like, oh, let me just send that pain away if that's not mine, right? And then my sister, I was like, oh, my shoulder is killing me. My sister goes, oh, that's me. I've had a really bad shoulder. And I'm like, well, let's just work that knot out, you know? So I'm like, work her knot out. And then she walks across the room and she goes, what hurts now? And I could feel, she like threw her energy at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my foot hurts so bad. And she starts laughing and she's like, yeah, it's me.
Oh my gosh.
So my family in that instant learned how to toss their energy. But also I was recognizing like how receptive I was to everything and all these things that weren't benefiting me, a headache, a shoulder ache.
And we all are capable, right?
Yes.
And we're going to get to that show about boundaries, everybody watching. So we will talk about boundaries and how you can clear.
You have to have boundaries.
Yes. How you can clear that and, you know, going to the mall and what you walk out with.
But I think too, it's important to talk about like when we talk about intuition, it's not some like angel wrapped in a cloak that comes down and says in a booming voice, like, here's what you need to
like
know.
Like a choir behind him.
Yeah, but it comes in these little subtle ways of, oh, I'm feeling something physical that's not mine. I'm sensing something emotional, or I'm feeling an emotion that may not be mine. Or I'm having a thought, like a mental thought, and is that me thinking that, you know, or I'm seeing a vision flash through my head, or I'm having a memory of a person who's now deceased, like,
or just a pull to something. Like, I'm just, the Starbucks on 7th Street keeps popping in my head today.
Does it?
I just did him now. So, okay. You know, maybe that's your intuition, right? Right. Pulling you to go there.
Right.
And I love the quote, the ego shouts, the intuition whispers.
Yes.
That's huge for me because I think, like I said, there's so many of us walking around maybe not as self-aware as we could be. Mm-hmm. And we're just thinking that the ego and the fear and the thoughts, the what ifs, the bad what ifs are real and they're who we are. So I think that's what this work is about, is creating that self-awareness in our clients, in our students, to know that there's so much more that we can tap into to create a more aligned life.
Yeah. And I always tell when anyone comes to me to learn intuition, because, you know, I teach it, of course, but mm-hmm. when anyone comes to learn, I'm like, your first most important thing is figuring out who you are, what your set point is. How does your body feel every day? What are your emotions like at any given point? If you get stressed out when you go to the grocery store, how do you feel before you go in? Because you're picking up energy. I mean, think about how stressful the grocery can be. Oh, you get people in there with their own food issues or money issues, or they can't afford the food they need, or you got all this swirling energy, and then you walk out and you're feeling, you know, sad or a mess or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's like, is that even yours? Mm-hmm. Like, it's your intuition. It's not even what's really happening.
And you've taught me this. One of the shows that we're going to do is Purpose and Career. And we were talking about this on the phone a couple of months ago, and you're like, purpose schmurpus. You know, when you find yourself, your purpose finds you.
Yes.
And I think it's an ongoing practice, right? I caught myself shaming myself for 3 days in a row, you know, this past week because of where I am in life and all of these things that we do, right? It's a work in progress. But I think it's like really just having the self-awareness to pull yourself out of it, to not swim in that pool of negativity and fear as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, and too, with all things intuition and even like purpose, like you're talking about, it's like it's a flow. It's a process. It's your purpose may be different today than it is tomorrow, than it is next week or next year. You're going to be in a different place. So I do think we have to, with intuition, we have to allow for that flow and that change to happen.
And it doesn't always make sense. That's what I think is wild about intuition. Like, it does not always make sense.
Yes. It's so true.
But you have to trust it.
Yeah.
So this is our introductory show. Let's talk about your higher self and the connection to intuition.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
like just
do
kind
it.
Of how that all kind of works together.
So do you want to get into like the different kind of beings that can bring through
like your
stuff?
Spirit? Like, what is your spirit and how does that relate to intuition?
Okay. Yeah. So I'll break it down. Like, when I look at someone or I'm working with someone, I look at the four layers of who they are, right? And that first layer is their body. Like, our body is never going to lie to us. Our body is always going to tell us the truth. We're going to really wish we weren't allergic to dairy, but our body's going to tell us if we are. You know, if we're lactose intolerant, we're going to know.
That's not a lie.
Right. You know, or if we're in a job and every day we go to work, we're getting a really bad stomach ache. Like, our body is not going to lie to us. Our body doesn't lie to us about what's good for us in terms of what we're doing, who we're with, who we're partnered with, who we're hanging out with. Like, it's always honest. And then I look at the mind. And the mind will just send you on a wild goose chase, right? The mind doesn't always tell the truth. It will mess things up. Then we look at the layer that is the soul. And the soul I look at as a denser layer. So the soul can learn what's true, but the soul can also learn what's not true, right? So if you're growing up and you're a little kid and your parent teaches you that 2 + 2 = 5, you're going to believe that. And when you go to school and your teacher starts teaching you addition, you're going to argue with them that no, 2 + 2 = 5. My parents taught me this. I know this to be true. So the soul can learn what's true and not true. It can learn that you're not lovable. It can learn that you're not powerful.
And it can take it over lifetimes, right? Past lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. It can pull in like past life energy if you believe in that kind of thing.
Right.
Which I will say, past life energy, I don't want anyone to get stuck on that. So if you don't believe in like reincarnation and coming into a new body, you can think of it like the genetics that you inherit. You know, you've got the genetics that are passed from generation to generation to generation. So you've got your mom's stuff, your dad's stuff, your grandparents' stuff, your great-grandparents' stuff. That can be the lives we talk about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the soul can learn what's true, but also what's not true. You know, maybe you come in with a belief of like, oh, I'm not that lovable. And then your mom's so busy, she doesn't give you attention, or she's sick or ill or whatever. Then you're going to really believe you're not lovable, even though it's not the truth. Now the spirit, so that's like the fourth layer, right? The spirit is always connected to the truth. It's always running in true 100%.
And what is the honesty. Truth? Just high... love.
Yeah. I mean, everything is love, right? Right. So the spirit knows that I am lovable. I am powerful. I am deserving. I am good, right? It knows all of that. I am enough. It knows all of that and it can't be swayed. So we want to think about our spirit really teaching our soul. And the spirit is the peace that we can connect with, be it in meditation or right working on our intuition. We connect with that spirit to really guide us toward more of what is true and real and aligned.
And wouldn't you say when you are in the flow, that term it typically means you're just more in the flow of what your spirit wants. Like you're more connected to your spirit when you're just having those weeks where you're like, I'm in the flow. Like everything's just working and happening.
And things move easier. I mean, if you think about like a shepherd shepherding sheep, right? A herd of sheep, flock of sheep. You have these sheep. If the gate's closed, they're not going to go through. They can't get through. But you don't see the sheep standing there banging their head against the gate to get through that space. They're going to go where it's open. So I think when we're in our intuition, we're in the flow, we're going where the doors are open, and we're not spending so much time and energy when things close.
So like the intuition is part of the spirit. It's all connected.
It's all connected. Yeah. And our knowing can come through our soul. It can come through our body. We can think it comes through our mind, right? But really when it comes through that place of spirit or body, those are really truthful places. Yeah. So when you connect to your higher self, right, your spirit, what does that look like for you?
I imagine a white light coming from above and like coming down, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the heaven, the high vibrational, all knowing, all love energy sort of coming down from above and then coming through me. It's almost like the visual I have is like this white light and then my higher self is like here.
Right.
And then me. So it just sort of connects.
Yeah.
So like before sessions, I kind of go up to connect that way. But when I'm, yes, that's what I do.
Got it. I connect more of to like, you know, that sort of universal energy, the all-knowing, the mm-hmm. all, you know, God, divine, Buddha, Allah, whatever word you want to put on it. But it's like connecting up to that place of purity, that mm-hmm. place of origination. And then from there, it's like a, like almost like plugging into a battery is what it feels like to me.
I love that.
And so then from there, it's like you kind of access, you know, your higher self or whatever informative.
Mm-hmm. It always just seems up to me. You know?
It does. But yeah. Isn't that weird?
It
because
is weird.
It's really not up.
Right.
And do you think that has to do with like learning as a little kid, like
angels in the clouds?
Good things are above. Yeah.
Or like in the clouds, heaven. I don't know.
Right.
That's. But I go up.
Interesting.
But I think it's important to understand, and this is what I do in sessions. I'll ask a client if we're doing something, some inner child healing with like angel energy. I'll say like, what color does that mean to you? Like to me, heavenly energy or just that higher vibrational energy is white.
Interesting.
It's a white light. But that doesn't mean that's how everybody else operates, you
right.
know, if that's what works for everybody. So it's really about getting to know what works for you and
yeah.
how you connect.
I know when I think about like real heavenly energy, it's like, it's pink, right? It's like this soft, like
yeah.
love.
That's like soothing
color.
To me, pink.
Yeah.
Like when pink energy comes into sessions, it's they need like soothing
right.
for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. It looks like pure love to me when I see pink.
Which heart, right? Pink, love. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we have 6 or 7 shows that are scheduled out, and we're going to talk about all the things, but we really want viewers to get takeaways and tips and to understand that this work doesn't have to be, you know, woo-woo.
Right.
It's really just a better way to get to know yourself and to get to know the way the world works.
Yeah.
And to do it in the most graceful, painless way. Mind you, your spiritual journey isn't always painless.
Uh-uh.
You see those gifts or those on Instagram, like what you think your spiritual journey is going to look like, what it really looks
it's
like.
It's going to look different.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the other thing you just made me think of is that space of being in the intuition and the connectivity, like if it feels really hard or if you're thinking it's really hard, it's not. So like change course, like it's not hard to open your intuition. But the other thing is when you're learning intuition, you know, and I always say like learn from a bunch of different teachers, learn from a bunch
yes,
of different people,
amen.
Read all the books,
podcasts,
do all the things.
Books,
yeah.
yes.
If you're working with an intuitive who's like, don't work with other people, that's a red flag.
100%.
Like, work with other people, but also when someone teaches you something about intuition, I want listeners to really understand that it may not work like that for them. It may work different and they need to lean into however it really works for them, however they get information.
Whether
and
it's
what
feeling,
feels good and
seeing,
right.
hearing, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anything. Like, for example, we talk about grounding a lot, like feeling connected to the earth and feeling stable and solid. And so when people teach grounding, 99% of the time, they teach ground down, root down, like mm-hmm. the like pretend your legs are the root of a tree and root all the way down into the earth. But some people, the way their energy flows, that might be uncomfortable. They might need to root up. Mm-hmm. And so they root up, and then it's like their energy opens and expands and can circle back down almost like yep. a little bagel, right?
Or donut. I have a client that has angel energy. She just has angel energy. She's a singer. She's beautiful. And I'm always like, your grounding is up. She's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't feel right to go down.
Right. And so I think it's really important as you're learning your intuition. If someone's teaching you something or you're reading a book and it's teaching you a specific way, it's like, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Do something different.
I think I've said this on every show at Arbeats. I always tell my son, Oliver, if it feels right, it is right. If it feels wrong, it is wrong. Right. If it doesn't feel right to you.
Well,
I mean, not like
brave to
cheating on your spouse, but that still probably doesn't feel right.
They're probably right. Let's be honest.
But if you really get down, it might not feel right.
Something's, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to.
If it doesn't work for you, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. But I think our goal here is to, you know, we're friends and healers and sort of, you know, experienced in this field. But I want viewers to hear our personal takes, our personal stories and takeaways, advice and tips on if you are, you know, in this field, if you're thinking about getting into this field, if you're curious, if you just want to set the intention like, hey, I'm going to set the intention that I'm opening my intuition today.
Right. Really, it's just you're being more connected to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't even have to be woo-woo. It's like, I want to understand who I am better. When anyone at all comes to me and says, I want to learn my intuition, I'm like, let's do self-awareness. Because if you're doing self-awareness, you don't ever have to talk about intuition. Your intuition will start working. So there's a course that I teach. It's called Intuitive New You. And it's all about like, you know, shame and lovability and generosity and purpose and all these big blocks that we can find. Mm-hmm. And when I was teaching that course, like my most favorite course I've ever taught, when I was teaching it, the students were coming in and they were like, I'm having dreams about my ancestors. I'm seeing deceased people. I'm knowing what's going to happen next before it happens. And I'm like, yeah, because you're more self-aware. Mm. It is so linked together. And, you know, we have people in our midst, out in our world, who are so afraid of knowing themselves because they're so afraid of the pain that sits there. Mm-hmm. And it's like how much richer life can be.
But that's a more painful way to live when you don't know yourself.
It is because you're never going to get past the hump, right? Like mm-hmm. It's going to keep circling in the same way. There's not a lot of growth that can happen in that way.
And what I love too is it's never going to go away. Like once you tap into this, it's going to be there, right? You can access it. And
right.
Yes.
It's always there. Mm. But also the part of you that, you know, the parts of us that we're scared to get to know or that people don't want to know about themselves, that's also never going anywhere. Like I always think about that movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, they're getting in the cab and Kat's in the back with her. And he's like, wherever you go, you're going to be with yourself.
There you are.
Like wherever you go, there you are.
I remember when I was little, I used to think if I went to Disney World, I would be happy. I literally thought, like, if you go on vacation, you're going to be happy. And then we'd go on vacation and everyone was still fighting. Everyone was still yelling. I still hated. Yeah. I was still in all this fear. And I'm like, wherever you go, you bring yourself with you.
Yes. And what is it about vacations with family that push up everything that feels bad?
It doesn't. Yes. It's wild, right?
Right. Okay. So interesting. Let's just go here for a minute. So my family used to take these like week-long trips at the beach every summer. And I dreaded them to no end because I'm like, this person's going to start a fight. Mm-hmm. This person's going to be upset that they didn't get a bed. Like you just know everybody's stuff's going to come out. But it was interesting because it was one of those family vacations. So I used to have nightmares. So if anybody's listening who has nightmares, it's typically like a darker, heavier energy that needs to be cleaned and cleared, but mm-hmm. it can also be your intuition. So I had these nightmares forever, like as long as I can remember, and I could never figure out why I would have nightmares. And so the therapist, because you know we all do therapy, the therapist was like, it's your childhood trauma. And that's what a lot of people think. And I'm like, is it? So we're on this family vacation and I'm laying in bed half asleep. My sister walks into the bedroom while I'm sleeping and I see and feel her energy and I freak out. I sit up, I scream no, which is what I do when there's like mm-hmm. ghosty energy in the room.
I've been there.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, it's energy coming in at night that doesn't belong, that's like creating these nightmares.
So it's not an omen for you. Like if somebody dies in your dream, it doesn't mean somebody's going to die.
No, it just can be all these different things that kind of come in. But that understanding of like what sort of nightmare energy is, it's not always trauma. I mean, it can be, but it's actually just energy that doesn't belong. And so then you learn how to clear and clean your space and set intention and bring in angelic energies or whatever it may be, you know. Mine is I still sit up and scream no and point. I'm like asleep.
I've been there. Yes. Sleeping with you was the very first time I actually felt a ghost energy in my comforter in my bed. I was like, thanks, Dana, bringing that in.
I know. I went on a trip recently and I warned the guy. I was like, just FYI, because we were staying in an old farmhouse. And I'm like, if I wake up screaming and he was like, what? Like his eyes got big like saucers. And I'm like, so it probably won't happen. But if it does.
Just don't be alarmed.
Just don't be alarmed. I mean, gosh, I've woken up like with my partner in a chokehold because I was trying to protect him from a ghost. Life can get weird when you open your intuition.
Yes. And I mean, I was sleeping the other day and I felt the energy. It was in that place of half sleep, half awake. I felt the energy of a guy I dated when I was 21 walk into my room like as if he wasn't alive. And I woke up the next morning and literally went on Facebook and like looked at his mom's page to be like,
but he's alive, right?
He's alive.
Yeah.
But yeah, it so like, been, where, how does that tie into your intuition?
But it could have been he was thinking about you. So I had this connection with this guy I met and it was just like, you know, those like kismet, it's just connected. Mm-hmm. You're just connected. You're like, oh, I've known you in lifetime.
Like, I don't know how, when, or where.
We do this all the time. Yeah. And we were in this phase of not talking. It was over Christmas and I was in Hawaii and I was working on a client. And so I was like, knee deep in this client's energy, like really deep. And it was in this big ballroom that I was working in. And as I'm in her energy, I have my eyes closed and I hear the door open behind me and I see in walks this man, this person that I had been connected to, but we weren't talking. And I'm like, what is he doing here? And I had to open my eyes and look because it was so real. And then when I went back, you know, later on, I was sitting in my room, I went back, he had actually looked at my Instagram and I'm like, oh, it was his energy was connecting. So sometimes,
interesting,
because if we think about quantum physics, mm-hmm. once we connect to a person, we're always connected, we're always entangled in that energy. And so I think the moment when it drops in, be it that the person's deceased or alive, like mm-hmm. your person, right? Mm-hmm. Your person that you dated that showed up, they're thinking about you. That they're in your energy. There is somehow something is clicking and connecting there because we are always connected to everything, right? The big illusion here is separation.
And that's really what this series is about, right? Is to celebrate, highlight, talk about, and help people understand that the more you know that, the more, you know, abundant, successful, happy, self-aware you can be.
Right. Well, and it's like how to apply it. You know, yes. You're thinking about intuition, it feels so woo-woo. But for example, I had this client I worked with for years and she worked for the government, a big government job. And she would call and she'd be like, okay, here's my boss's name. Because I can connect into somebody's energy with their name. And I would say, oh, here's his issues. Here's his traumas. Here's how you manage him. You know, here's what you do. Here's how, or you, with this situation, you need to like CYA, you need to really cover your steps and tracks and do it this way. And like, so it's being able to kind of feel how to manage sideways or up or down that intuition helps. So it can help your career.
You can use it in the workplace, right? Like, should Absolutely. I have this merger with this person? It doesn't feel right or...
Yes.
Like something about it or hiring people, right?
Oh, 100%.
Recruiters
hiring
probably have to be
so
majorly
good.
Intuitive.
I have a lot of clients who will send me resumes and they're like, what do you think about, you know, this person? Or they'll tell me the name of a person. Like, is this person good or not good? I'm like, well, they're okay. Keep waiting, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, it helps with everything. If you're, let's say you're a realtor, you're trying to sell your house. You can clean and clear the energy of your house and be like, okay, here's what feels good. Here's what doesn't feel good. And you shift it. And then people walk in and they want that. They want
I don't know what it is. It just felt really good in there. Yeah. I'm just really, you know, I keep thinking about that house in the corner.
Yep, exactly. So it like intuition just applies everywhere, all the time.
And that is such a great way to close this episode of the Healing Series. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Dana, for being here. And we will see you soon.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.